This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3 and following. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The word of the Lord stands sure, and this is a sure word of prophecy. Every word of God, every jot and tittle will come to pass, and surely shall be fulfilled for the glory of God. God loves people. God's paid a great sacrifice in providing his only begotten son that he would die for the sins of the world. And whoever would believe on him and call on him, repentant and seeking him from a sincere heart would find the Lord and find grace and faith to believe him through the trials that are coming into the earth, the tribulation, the anguish, the wrath and the judgment of God is being poured out upon the wicked. This is one of those times throughout history when God arises up to judge the wicked and also to bring deliverance for those that trust him, that are simple, humble, meek, relying completely upon their Lord, hiding in the covert of his wings. They shall see God provide. Where God has provided food from the heavens, as it is written, and God has provided water from a rock. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. His arm is not short. Consider the times of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. And when many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Jesus later told his followers that if you could receive it, John the Baptist was Elijah, the prophet. A great prophet that withstood the false religious system that called the people to sincere repentance before the Lord. That's what John's baptism was. Immersing, completely drenching oneself into identifying with repenting, getting right with God. Because the arrival of King Jesus is at hand. His kingdom is at hand. And here we are, 2,000 years plus later. The coming of the Lord is drawing near. And the gospel of the kingdom of God is being proclaimed throughout the world as a witness for Jesus Christ. He will thoroughly purge his floor. His lovely ones, His ones that are pure and repenting, walking in love and meekness, he will protect. He brings deliverance and salvation. But those that hate him, those that are not ready, will burn in unquenchable fire. Luke 17:33, Jesus had said, "Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left." The time comes, ready or not. The Lord says, "Here I come. I come suddenly. I come swiftly. I come as a thief in the night. And woe unto those that are asleep. Woe unto those that have not oil in their lamp, and their lamp does not burn. Woe unto those that are mistreating people and eating and drinking with the drunken, the oblivious. I tell you, I will cut you in sunder and give you your portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Ladies and gentlemen, the voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. His coming is at hand." And the purpose of the voice of the Lord in this hour is to prepare the people. Get ready. Be ready. Because his coming is at hand. Woe unto those that seek to be sensationalized. Woe unto those that are looking for the latest prophecy, the latest prediction, the latest prognostication. That is not what the Spirit of God is prophesying in this hour. God did not call his prophets and his watchmen to be predictors, to be on the glossy magazines of religious land. He called you, the true servants of the Lord, to prepare the people for the Lord, to prepare a bride that is chaste, a chaste virgin for the holy bridegroom, for he comes. The marriage supper of the Lamb is coming. And every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades. Because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers. The flower fades. But the word of our God shall stand forever." It's a great hour, ladies and gentlemen. A great hour indeed. And the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, in the Septuagint version. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, whose government is upon his shoulder. And his name is called the Messenger of Great Counsel. For I will bring peace upon the princes and health to him. His government shall be great, and of his peace there is no end. And it shall be upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to establish it, and to support it with the judgment and with righteousness. From this time forward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this." Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ came the first time to die for sinners. He comes a second time to judge sinners and to set up the kingdom of God forever. People talk about politics, this politician, that political system. But this king, this government shall never pass away. And what the marvel is that this great Lord and his great kingdom is one of peace and of upright, honest behavior. Of goodness, and how people refuse this kingdom and refuse this Lord and choose tyrants instead. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Lay down your life. Lay down the deeds of your flesh. Lay down your own pursuits and your vanities of your mind. Lay down esteeming the things of man and choose the true Lord, the true government that is coming with peace and equity and fairness. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't take bribes. He's not a puppet on a string with wicked men behind him. He does not receive honor from a man. He does not commit himself to men. He commits himself unto him, the Father, who judges righteously. This is the Lord, and his coming is at hand. My purpose is to sound the alarm, to bring you to attention that these are perilous times, times of trouble and anguish, but a time of glory and peace. But it all depends upon where you're at with the Lord. I call you to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. He's given you grace. He'll give you wisdom. Everything you need, the Lord is your all in all. He's your proficient one. Don't go to broken cisterns that can't contain water, but go to the fountain of living water that can satisfy your thirsty soul and give you all the things you need for these trying days that are at hand. From Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. O Zion that bring good news, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or been his counselor or taught him? With whom took he counsel and instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To whom, then, will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Make no doubt about it. There is no one like the Lord. There's no other God. There's none that else that can save but the Lord himself. And men have set up idols, and men have set up men, and they all shall be confounded. And this is why you want to be repenting before the Lord, for trusting in man, for trusting in a thing, or trusting in an elephant, a monkey, a giraffe, the most basest of things that people trust in, or even their own self. Isaiah 40, verse 25. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who's created all these things? That brings out their host by number. He calls them by all their names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one fails.